Jesus, this place is packed. Busier than usual tonight, huh? Sorry I'm late. I can barely hear myself think over this fucking music. Aw, got me a drink and everything already? Why, thank you. Such a gentleman. Here's to another fun night. For us, at least. So, I found some fine picks for tonight. Took a while to hunt down the late goals, too. I won't apologize for that. You know I'm the dice-learning type. I think you'll find them fairly satisfactory. The hard part will be picking just one. Let's hope some of these goals are repeat visitors here. There's a few I've had my eye on for a while. Relax, you're always so uptight about this. I am not careless. I just like to enjoy the hunt as much as you enjoy the prize. God, it's loud tonight. Hold on. It'll be easier to point them out if I sit here on your lap. That way, no one will suspect a thing if they look over here. Not when I'm grinding and bouncing on you like this. They'll have no idea what I'm really doing. Pressed up against my lover, tucked away in the corner here. Whispering so sweetly into his ear. Which one of these lovely ladies would you like to rape tonight? I'm your partner in crime, baby. Let's find you someone to ruin. For starters, we have this pretty redhead. Look off to your left a little bit. Creamy skin, soft pokey tits, smoldering eyes. Those freckles would look even prettier with mascara and cum dripping down her face. Fuck, just look at her skin. So pale. It's like a blank canvas. Don't you just want to mug her up? Give her some bruises to match the tangled up hair we're gonna leave her with? Or maybe you're in the mood for more of a tomboy? Look at the brunette bitch next to her. All the looks, none of the pretense. Nice long ponytail. It'd make an excellent handle to drag her around by, don't you think? She does look like the athletic type. They put up a bit more of a struggle than these other sluts. I think she might be like a runner or something. But between the two of us, and a little something extra slipped into that drink she keeps setting down, I'm sure we could take her. I'll hold a list together above her head while you get on top of her. Watch her fuck her nice and hard while she struggles beneath the two of us until she's a gasping, panting mess. She won't be winning then. How about waiters coming around? New one, not all guy. Oh my god, I love this place! Oh hey, oh babe, will you get me another drink? Mine's, hold on. Can you take my glass too, please? Oh, and some more napkins? Oh, and some of those pretzels you guys have. Those look so good. Thank you. Too easy. We should have at least a few minutes to ourselves now. See? I have this down. Back to business. Oh, right on time. There's a regular. Recognize her? She's been here almost every weekend we have. I swear her dresses get shorter every week, the fucking slut. Always with those little goopy friends to take pictures of her. What a shallow bitch. Hot though, in the bimbo kind of way. Pretty sure she's one of those Instagram model types. This place is a magnet for wannabe influencers. Flash the money at her and she'll be all over you. Just like she does with all those poor saps who fund her fucking Cosmo teenies and those disgusting overinflated lips she drinks them with. Look, there goes another trying to hit on her. Like she'd do anything but lead him on. But hey, I'm pretty good with the camera, you know? I bet I could get some great candid shots of the two of you. Maybe she'll even pose for some of them. Just a little encouragement. It'll be great exposure for her modeling career. And if her little fake friends notice her missing, they'll chalk it up to her drunkenly lighting some idiot while she thinks she's empowering herself or something. Ooh, thank you! These look so good. Okay, thanks. I'm fucking starving. Anyway, so check out Purple Hair over there. Altsy type, yeah? She's got that alternative look going on. Look at all those piercings. Girl's half metal. Cute though. I bet you'd love to get a better view of those tattoos. Think she has any more hiding underneath that outfit? I mean, obviously she wants the attention looking like that. God, this is so fucked up. One of these girls is about to have the worst night of her life. But for us, it's just another Saturday night. Oh well, I can't find it in me to feel too bad for them. After all, look how well it worked out for me. Right, babe? Cheers. And for our last contestant, may I direct your attention to the table in the other corner, to your right? Sweet little teen type. You wouldn't think you'd find a girl like her in here. And you'd almost miss it with how she's practically hidden behind the table. Look, she even has the wristband on. Cute. Maybe I should ask her if she's out past curfew. She's such a tiny little thing. Petite, flat-chested, barely legal. Wouldn't stand a chance if you wanted to teach her not to go slutting it up in a place like this if she didn't want to be fucked like one. Imagine those big doe eyes, all red from crying, biting down on those soft, pouty lips. Bruises all over that delicate skin. Do you think she's a virgin? That would make it even better, watching her squirm and sob in pain when you tear her tight little cunt open for the first time. I bet she's daddy's little girl at home. It'd be fun to make her call you daddy while you fuck her law. She remind you of anyone? Mostly in spirit, but still. A lot like I was the day you and I met. You know, the image of the girl next door. The shy little schoolgirl. Always so polite and so, so trusting. God, I was so fucking stupid back then. So desperate to be some paragon of virtue. Pure as snow. Desperately clinging to this childish belief that if you're nice, then the world will be nice to you. Because that's only fair, right? Do you think of that naive little girl when I'm gasping and crying beneath you with my makeup running down my face? when you look at the sweet little girl who you ruined so badly that she helps you do the same thing to other girls now. I don't know what moment it was that I realized. Maybe when you dragged me into the restroom and no one else in there did shit when I was pounding on the side of the stall for help. Or when you bent me over the toilet and took my virginity while I cried and tried to beg you to stop. Can you believe that I really thought that deep down everybody was good at Holt? That if I could just tell you that you were hurting me, you would just stop and let me go. But then you dragged me out the back door of the club with your cum still dripping out of me. And I realized you weren't done with me. Maybe it was when I showed up here a week later looking for you that I realized what I'd believed my whole life was just juvenile fantasy. There's nothing in the universe keeping score of who deserves what. There's only taking and being taken from. You're worth as much as you can take, and as little as what you let people take from you. That's the only karma that exists. When you leaped the naivety out of me, I finally understood how fucking pathetic I was being. Expecting good things to come because I deserved them, for the world to protect me from any sharp edges or unpleasant truths. All that time, I'd been living in a bubble. Until you came along. And it hurt. God. Realizing that, it almost killed me. I couldn't wrap my mind around it. It was like I was living in a world I didn't know anymore. Terrifying. Foreign. I was on another planet. And I didn't know how to breathe the air in it anymore. And then, the primal instinct to survive. I refused to drown in my own weakness. And it's fucking intoxicating. If there's one constant on this shithole planet, it's suffering. And it's just so much more fun to be the one causing it than the one doing it. The thrill of taking is so much better than the blindness of giving. And I love watching you take. Not because it's yours, but because you're going to make it yours. You know, I should thank you. You're basically the closest thing to a god left for me to believe in. Cool and uncaring and secure in his own power. But I'm not so foolish to think you give a shit about why I'm doing this or what you did to me. Well, how desperately I worship you now. You're barely listening to me right now anyway, right? You just want to find another girl to ruin tonight. And I'm just a means to that end. You do like the girls I picked out for you, right? I tried so hard to find ones I thought you'd like. I mean, dumb sluts that you'd have fun ruining. I can find you more if you don't like any of them. I'm still useful to you, right? Okay, you're right. I know. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm just as much of a worthless whore as the rest of them. So, what'll it be? Are we feeling soft and sweet, rough and tumble, blonde and bimbo, or fresh meat? Have you picked your poison? Good choice. Lucky winner's all by yourself, too. A perfect time to introduce myself. Let's go make a new friend. Hi! I'm Kira. I noticed your friends kinda abandoned you. Do you wanna get another drink with me? I have a table in the back, too. We could just chat for a bit if you want. Us girls gotta stick together, right? I mean, You never know what creeps could be hanging out here.